Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Not to be mean, but you ever notice sometimes your kids just smell? Turns out there's a reason for that. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, my five-year-old, her feet are the smelliest feet out of anybody in my family. Even out of, like, my husband, who's a grown man.
Really?
Why does that child's feet stink so bad? And why do the kids smell all the time?
So it turns out there are a lot of reasons why our kids smell. And let's start with feet, because feet can be really, really stinky. It's a very common problem, okay? And one of the main reasons is because our feet trap sweat. And believe it or not, our feet have thousands of sweat glands. So if you have a child who wears socks and then they wear shoes that are tight or just shoes that you keep tied all the time and they wear those shoes over and over again, the smell can become overwhelming. But certain people, about 10 to 15% of the population, have smellier feet than the average person. And that's because they host a certain type of bacteria that can create like a sulfur smell, almost like rotten eggs.
Yeah.
And that happens in a small percentage of the population, not even small, like 1 in 10 or more, and their feet can be smellier and stinkier than the average person. That may be your daughter.
I mean, even at 5 years old, though? I mean, it sounds like an affliction.
Who knew? It was just ingrained in her. She was going to have smelly feet.
Oh, my gosh.
I was complaining to my sister about this, and she reminded me that my feet were also very stinky when I was growing up. But I said it's because I wore my Uggs without socks, and it was different.
It's hereditary.
Yeah, but maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a thing.
No, it's true. Listen, the other major issue, right, is that if we wear our shoes without socks, it's game over. You want to wear socks that are breathable, not wool socks. You want 100% cotton socks that are breathable. But if you put your stinky feet in your Uggs, that's it. The bacteria is going to multiply there. Bacteria thrive on warm, moist environment. So if you don't have those socks to be a buffer, the bacteria is going to grow there. And even if you put socks on, you've started the cycle of wearing the Uggs without socks. You're in danger. So you want to get socks on your kids, even if they don't want to. And then you want to change those shoes. You don't want them wearing the same shoes over and over and over again. You want to make sure you're changing the shoes. In addition to the fact that you can get an antibacterial spray and spray the inside of the Uggs, the boots, or the sneakers.
It's one thing to talk about your little kids and their smelly feet, but I have a lot of friends who have teenagers, like me as well, that they say, like, when they get in the car or they get home from the practices, that smell is terrible. They make them undress in the laundry room.
This is definitely an issue when puberty is approaching for different kids. There are reasons why our tweens and teens smell, and a lot of that has to do with hormones. And it's really, really bad once kids approach puberty, and then everything starts to change. The hormones in our body, especially when they're fluctuating at the time of the advent, the beginning of puberty, it stimulates their glands and increases perspiration. Girls and guys that are teens and tweens, especially in the underarm and groin areas, the odor is going to be overwhelming. And that's when you really, really have to make sure kids are showering regularly. It's really, really important. Wear deodorant and antiperspirant and definitely wash your clothes. You know, there's so many kids, especially boy athletes, that love to rewear their athletic shirts and shorts, and you have to make sure that they're changing their clothes regularly, or it's just a stink farm. It's like an animal farm, basically.
It really is. All right, you can find Dr. Wider online at drwider.com. Thank you so much, Jenna.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.